In Greece, hardship is surfacing in ways that few would have ever foreseen. Hunger and undernourishment are now part of that spectre. A study released this week by the Amsterdam-based Transnational Institute has sent shockwaves across the country. It shows children in Greece's rural and farming communities hit hardest by a financial crisis that has left 25% of the working population there without a job. That's four times more than before the crisis. As a result, about 14% of the children there remain undernourished, deprived of a meal including meat, chicken, or fish every second day. That's twice as much as the figure counted ahead of the crisis in 2008. The report also reveals that nearly 9% of children lack a daily protein-based meal, up from around 4% before Greece's economy went into freefall. Ashamed to admit their deteriorating hardship, many farming families have chosen to suffer in private here for years. But fleets of malnourished children have given the secret away, as a flurry of nationwide reports show growing numbers of pupils fainting in schools because of hunger. Teachers have been saying for months that kids show up to school having eaten nothing but rice or stale rusks for breakfast. Many have even been seen picking through school trash for food, some even asking playmates for their leftovers. The country's powerful Greek Orthodox Church has stepped in, along with aid groups. They provide food collections and soup kitchens serving around 60,000 people a day. But the politics of poverty have caused chaos. Many farming families continue to suffer. Some whose savings have dwindled to nothing have even been forced to leave their children at state shelters and care homes, visiting them a couple of times a week because they can no longer tend to their very basic needs. However severe Greece's financial crisis has been, experts from the Transnational Institute argue that the European Union is liable. They say it has breached international rules and regulations that safeguard against food deprivation. The breach, they say, is so flagrant that Athens should call Brussels to account and sue a string of European institutions for punitive damages. It is unlikely, though, that the government in Athens will resort to such action anytime soon. After all, Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras signed up to all the austerity demands of international creditors, who helped keep Greece financially afloat, avoiding a chaotic default and even worse scenes of social hardship. But growing numbers of Greeks are said to be considering action, mulling unprecedented class suits against the country's Eurozone administrators. If anything, some say, their claim will fuel debate and hopefully help draw lessons for other countries that may falter financially as Greece struggles to recover. Anthika Rasava, DW, Athens.